Hello and welcome back. My name is Rabbi Avi Heller, and together we're learning Masechet Megillah. We find ourselves at the bottom of Chaf Tet Amud Bet, that's 29b. We are just a line and a half from the bottom. This series of recordings is a joint project of OU Torah, the OU Department of Synagogue Services, and the Daf HaShavua Foundation. What we've been discussing, and this is our third recording on this topic, is Parshat Shkalim, which is the special reading either on or right before Rosh Chodesh Adar that reminds the Jews that they have to collect their half shekels and donate them to the Beit HaMikdash before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and we still do that today as a zecher to the Mikdash. Okay, Itmar, there is a saying, Chal lihiyot biva'ata tetzave. What if the week that we have to read Parshat Shkalim falls out on the Shabbat that we read tetzave? Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha. So Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha says, Karushita mivi'ata tetzave ad kitisa. You read six aliyahs in tetzave. Now, usually you'd read seven aliyahs in tetzave, but you're going to here read six aliyahs in tetzave. V'chad mikitisa ad v'asita. And the seventh aliyah, at the very end of tetzave, goes right into kitisa. Kitisa is the parsha right after tetzave. So the seventh aliyah, you'll just keep going, and you'll read Parshat Shkalim as the seventh aliyah. You'll keep going straight. Amar Abaye. Abaye said, now we go to Daf Lamed at the top. Amri, people will say, Ukmihu dekam mukmi hatam. This is the way it is there. In other words, people will not understand that the seventh aliyah is Parshat Shkalim. They'll think that in this town, they break the Parshas up a little differently, and that Parshas Tetzave goes all the way into the beginning of Kitisa, and they'll think it's just a regular Torah reading. That's Abaye's problem. Ela, Amar Abaye, rather, said Abaye, Karushita mivata tetzave ad veasita. Read six aliyahs in tetzave, but go all the way into kitisa and read the section of Parshat Shkalim as well. Vechad tane vikare, and then have one that will read me kitisa ad veasita. And then you'll go back and repeat the last section of kitisa until veasita. You'll read those couple verses. You'll repeat them so that it will be obvious that it is for Parshat Shkalim. Of course, in our actual practice, we read a little further. We don't just read five psukim for Parshat Shkalim. We continue on the next two parshiot as well. But in any case, that's a separate conversation. Fourth line down from the top. Meitve, question. Chol lihiyot b'parsha hasmuchala. If Parshat Shkalim falls out in the week that's adjacent to Kitisa, Bein milfana, whether it's before kitisa, that's tetzave, bein milachareha, or after her, that's vayakel, korinota, we read it, vikoflinota, and we repeat it. In other words, you're going to read it, as we explained it before, we're going to read it on two separate Shabbatot. Now, the Gemara is going to read this differently. Bishlam al Abaye, this makes sense according to Abaye, nicha, it is comfortable. Why? Because Abaye is the one who just said that you could repeat Kitisa. In other words, you'll read Ve'ata Tetzave all the way into Kitisa. You'll read the first section of Kitisa, and then you'll repeat it. So Abaye is reading this Mishnah saying, Koflin means you'll read the same Parsha twice on that Shabbos. Elul Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha Kasha. But according to Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, it's a problem. It's a question. Amar Lecha Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha responds, and he says, Ula Abaye Minicha. He's a little outraged. Who said this works according to Abaye? It's Ulabai minicha to Abaye, it's comfortable. Tinach lefaneha, I will concede, or you may concede properly, lefaneha, just as we explained, that if you're reading tetzave, you read all the way into kitisa, and then you repeat it. You repeat the last section for kitisa. La'achareha hechi mishkachala, but how is it work if it's vayakel? There's no reason to repeat kitisa if it falls out the week afterwards, right? It has nothing to do with vayakel. Elamai islach alameimar, rather, what could you say? Kofla b'shabbatot. When it says to repeat it, it doesn't mean to repeat the section of Kitisa twice on one Shabbat. It means to repeat it on two separate Shabbatot. So, if it falls out on Tetzave, according to Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, you'll read all of Tetzave, and then the last Aliyah will be Kitisa. And then the following Shabbat, you'll read Kitisa because it's the regular Parsha of the week. Similarly, if Kitisa is the regular Parsha of the week, you'll read it. And if the following week is Parshat Shkalim, you'll repeat it on that Shabbat. So what this Mishnah means, as we understood it in Pshat, is that you'll read Kitisa on two Shabbatot in a row. Hachanami, here too, Kofla v'Shabbatot. You'll repeat it on different Shabbatot. Okay, chal liyok b'chitisa atzma. Finally, what happens if it doesn't, if parsha etchkalim doesn't fall out on the week before or the week after kitisa, but it actually falls out on kitisa itself? So now the reading of shkalim is actually part of the weekly Torah portion. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha says, karushita min v'asita ad vayakel, v'chad kare mi kitisa ad v'asita. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha gives a very clever answer. He says, you skip kitisa at the beginning. You start from v'asita, which is the sixth pasuk of kitisa. In other words, you start from Shmot Perek Lamed, pasuk Yud Zayin. So you skip the beginning part of it. And then, after you finish the whole parsha, you go back and read the first parsha, the first five or six verses of Kitisa, as Parsha Shkalim. Now, it's interesting there because you don't read it twice. Because Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha understands Koflin to mean from one Shabbat to another Shabbat, not in the same Shabbat. So he sets it up so you don't have to read Kitisa twice. Matkif la Abaye, Abaye attacks him. Hashta Amrei l'mafreyahu dekari. People are going to say that you're reading the Torah out of order, which, as we saw a couple dapim ago, maybe 10 dapim ago, is not allowed. You're not allowed to read the Torah out of order. They'll say, you're reading it backwards. Ela amar bai, rather bai gives a different solution. Karushita ad vayakel, read the whole parsha of Kitisa all the way until vayakel. V'chad tani v'kari mikitisa ad v'asita. And then go back and read from the first part again. So Abaye holds that you can repeat Kitisa. You'll read it the first time as part of the Parsha of the Week in the first Aliyah, and then you'll read it as Parshat Shkalim in the seventh Aliyah. Tanya Kavased Abaye, we have a Braita that is in accordance with Abaye. Chaliyo Pichitisa, if Parshat Shkalim falls out on Kitisa, Atzma, itself. Korinota, you read it, Vikoflinota, and you repeat it. Here it seems that the pshat is, according to Abaye, that you would repeat the section of Kitisa twice, and that is how we would do it. Okay, next section. Back to the Mishnah. We have two diamond dots. Whenever we have two diamond dots, it's a quotation from our Mishnah. Chol liyot betoch haShabbat, if Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out in the middle of the week, makdimin leShabbat Shavra, we push the reading of Parshat Shkalim back to the week before. Even though it's still in the month of Shvat, we read Kitisa, the Parshat Shkalim, the Shabbat, before Rosh Chodesh Adar. Itmar, we have a statement. Rosh Chodesh Adar shechal liyot be'erev Shabbat. What if Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on Friday? Now, we have this rule that if it falls out during the week, we should go back to the previous Shabbat. The possibility, however, is that if it falls out on Friday, we'll make an exception, and we have a machloket. Rav Amar Makdimin. Rav says, yes, you go back 6 days to the previous Shabbat. Ushmuel Amar Me'achrin. Shmuel says, no, even though Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on Friday, read Parshat Shkalim on that Shabbat. Now, ordinarily, we want to read Parshat Shkalim either on Rosh Chodesh or before Rosh Chodesh. Here, we're going to read it on the day after Rosh Chodesh. So Shmuel's is a little bit of an unusual shita. Rav Amar, Rav says, Makdimin, you have to go back to the previous Shabbat. If you don't go backwards, you're going to have too few days until the Shulchanot. We mentioned two recordings ago that according to Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, you only have to start getting ready to give the Shkalim 2 weeks before. So what we said is the 2 weeks are not until the deadline, but until the campaign gets turbocharged. So on the 15th of the month, they would put out these tables in all the little local areas to help people, to remind people, and to have like local exchanges where people could give their half shekels in. So we wanted to have 2 weeks until those tables got put up. And if we push off, you're only gonna have 13 days, not 14 days. You'll have less than 2 weeks. So Rav says you can't do that, you gotta go backwards. Better to have more time. Ushmuel Amar Ma'achrim, but Shmuel says you should go forward. Amar Lecha, he'll say to you, Sof Sof, at the end of the day, Chamesar, you get 15, b'ma'alei shabta, if you include Erev Shabbat. B'ma'alei shabbat ha-mikla, it falls out on Erev Shabbat. V'shulchanot, but the tables, lo nafge ad chad b'shaba. They are not going to put the tables out until Sunday. Hilkach ma'acharin, therefore we extend it. In other words, basically what we're saying is that if Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on Friday, 2 weeks from then, it's also going to be Friday. And since it's Friday and Erev Shabbat, they're not actually going to put out the tables on that day. They're not going to start the turbo campaign of giving half shekels on a Friday. Instead, they'll wait until Sunday. So at the end of the day, the practice will still give you 2 weeks because they'll push the tables off, just like we're pushing off the reading of Parshat Shkalim. So you still get your 15 days, one way or the other. That's how he says it. Tanan, we learn in the Mishnah. Chaliyot b'tocha Shabbat. If Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out inside of the Shabbat during the week, makdimin l'she'avar. This is from our Mishnah. You go back to the previous week, umafsikin l'Shabbat acher, and then you make a pause. The next week is a regular week, and then only 2 weeks later, you do Parshat Zachor. My love, afilu be'erev Shabbat lo. Or my love, afilu be'erev Shabbat. So that would seem to include Friday. Meaning, if the rule in the Mishnah is that anytime Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out during the weekday, we go backwards, that would seem to apply to Friday as well. And that makes a lot of sense based on the reading. So that's what the question of the Gemara is. Lo. The Gemara answers no. Betocha Shabbat Dafka. What he seems to be saying here is that the week really only goes from Sunday to Thursday. Friday already is not necessarily considered B'tocha Shabbat, it's already prelude to Shabbat itself. So it's not so much of a, it's an unusual weekday. That's what he seems to be saying. Tashma, come and learn. Ezohi Shabbat Rishona. What is the first Shabbat of the special Torah readings? Kol Shechal Rosh Chodesh Adar Liyot B'tocha. Any week that Rosh Chodesh Adar falls within it. Vafilu Be'erev Shabbat. Even Erev Shabbat. So here we have another source that says that Shabbat does count as part of the week. My love, afilu be'erev Shabbat. So this should apply, meaning even Erev Shabbat, we should go backwards and read on the previous Shabbat the way Rav says. Dumya de tocha, it is similar to the rest of the week. Ma tocha makdimin, just like the rest of the week, we go earlier to the previous Shabbat. Af Erev Shabbat makdimin. So too, on Friday, we go earlier. Okay, so that's Rav's answer. That seems to support Rav, that even on Friday, you would go back to the previous Shabbat. However, Shmuel has an answer. Amar Shmuel. Shmuel says, you're reading the teaching wrong. I have a different version of the teaching. Your version of the teaching said, Kol Shechal Rosh Chodesh Adar Liyot Bitocha, within it. He says, my version says, Kol Shechal Rosh Chodesh Adar Liyot Ba, to be on her. Not within her, but on her. In other words, when Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on Shabbat itself, we could theoretically argue that you should still go back a week to the week before, but we say that when Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on that Shabbat, we can still read Parshat HaChodesh on that Shabbat. V'chein Tana de Beis Shmuel, ba. And also, we learn in the Academy of Shmuel, ba, not betocha. So we have two different versions of it. And if it is ba, then you could say that when Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on Shabbat, we read Parshat HaChodesh. And then it says, Va'afilu Erev Shabbat, and even Erev Shabbat. In other words, it's connecting Erev Shabbat to Shabbat, not to the week. So this machloket is a machloket Amoraim. Rav and Shmuel are Amoras. But we are gonna, the Gemara is going to say, as it often does, Kitanai. There is, this machloket was also a machloket of Tanaim, of the earlier sages. And there's something comforting about the existence of machlokot from era to era. Perhaps you could say it like the way Pirkei Avot does, which is kol machloket l'shem shamayim sofa lehitkayem. That really important machlokot, or machlokot that are for the sake of heaven, they last from one era to another. So we're going to say we have the same machloket as Rav and Shmuel, kitanai, among the tanaim. Here's the machloket. Misargin la Shabbatot, divrei Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi. Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, who was the last Tana, he says, we pause on the Shabbatot. Now, this word, Misargin, we had it earlier in the tractate. We talked about reading the Megillah, Serugin, Serugin. We said it's permitted. And what we said it meant was to pause. You would read the Megillah, you would stop, and there would be a long pause, and then you would start reading the Megillah again. And we said, b'di'evad, that was okay. So here we also, it means pause. Misargin l'shabbatot. In other words, you have a situation where you read Parshat Shkalim, then you take a break for a week, you have a regular week, and then you read Parshat Zachar afterwards. So Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi says, it's no problem to pause, to have this week in the middle, in between Shkalim and Zachor. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says, Ein Misargin, we don't want to have a pause. The four special Shabbatot should all go in a row. Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, then Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar qualifies his statement. Ematay ani Omer, Ein Misargin, when do I say you don't pause? Bizman Shechal Lihiyot Be'erev Shabbat, when it falls out on Erev Shabbat. So then, even though it falls out within the week, and usually you would go earlier, in the case of Erev Shabbat, since we don't want to have a break in the special parshias, we push it off. We push it off to Shabbat. You know, we go one day later, like Shmuel, so that there's no break in between them. Aval bizman shechaliyot betocha Shabbat, but if it falls out, Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out between Sunday and Thursday, makdim, then we go earlier, v'korei mishabbat she'evra, and we read from the Shabbat that was before, Af al pi shehu Shvat. And we begin to read Parsha Shkalim, even though it's during the month of Shvat still. And then we end up having to take a break of a week, and then we read Shabbat Zachor afterwards. So even though, ideally, it's better not to take a break in the reading of this four special Shabbatot, in a situation where Rosh Chodesh falls out during the week, we do take a break. But if it's on Shabbat, which is on the borderline, he says we should push it off, like Shmuel, we should push off one day to the Shabbat that is the day after Rosh Chodesh, just like Shmuel. On the other Tana, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi would say that we are very comfortable having a break, so even if it falls out on Erev Shabbat, we'll push it back to the previous Shabbat and take a break. We will stop there and continue on our next recording. Have a wonderful day.